I would venture a guess that we have all had something delivered to our house. Perhaps at Christmas time, it's the flood of Christmas cards that come from all kinds of people that we remember and some people that we have unfortunately neglected. Maybe it's the birthday cards we get, the anniversary cards. Maybe it's the, in this day and age, maybe it's a package we get from Amazon Prime that we ordered the day before that have books or clothes or CDs or whatever it is that delivered to us. But we all have this idea that if we order something, somebody has to be the one to deliver it to our house. People like FedEx or UPS or even the regular postal service, these are people who have to toil in Ashtabula, the snow and the ice and the cold, and some of them can sit in their cars and go mailbox to mailbox, and some people have to go door to door, each going through the wind and the weather and the rain is the creed of the postal service in order to deliver and to make sure that the mail always finds its way through. Well, in our text from 1 Peter this morning, Jesus is the delivery man. We are the packages to be delivered, and heaven is our final destination. We are told that Jesus suffered once and for all on the behalf of sins and sinners, the righteous on behalf of the unrighteous, in order, here is the important point, that he might bring us to God. That he might bring us to God like a person brings our mail to our very doorstep. In order that he might bring us from wherever we are, that we might be delivered from that place into the hands and the care of gracious and almighty God. Through the wind and the weather, the postal service delivers. Through pain and suffering, Jesus delivers us to our final destination. Now, the reason this is so dreadfully important is because for the people of Peter's time, and I would venture a guess in our own time, there are days when they and we wonder if we are ever going to get to our final destination. We are told that the people of Ephesus, where Peter's letter was getting to, was under a time of terrible, terrible pain and suffering and persecution. The government itself was hunting them down and killing them just for believing in Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had bad days, but they have never been that bad. But that was in their day and age, and we live in a country where they don't hunt people down for the sake of their religion, but I would still venture a guess that you and I have got some pretty lousy days. Days of pain, days of suffering, days of difficulty and trial that are so overwhelming, that are so heavy, that we dare to imagine we, one, can't go on, and two, we're afraid we're never going to get to our final destination. So perhaps Peter's words were not just important for them, but perhaps they're important for us. Because we are reminded that Jesus suffered like we suffer. But the text says that he suffered once. That means his suffering is over. He no longer suffers as you and I suffer. He's already reached the final destination. Yes, he was crucified and betrayed and abandoned. I can scarcely imagine that pain and suffering. But because of Easter, it's over. He's already at the doorstep, in the mailbox, finished, delivered back to God in the highest heavens, seated at the right hand of God, His suffering is over, the text reminds us. And if we have been delivered to God in Christ, then that means there will come a day when our suffering is, in fact, over. Done. Finished. Completed. The journey is over. We are reminded. And it's not like he could care less about our pain and suffering. He got into the middle of it, as we are, daily oppressed. But yet he never quit. He never gave up. There were some days, including the final days, when his burden destroyed him, flung him to the ground. He couldn't carry on. And yet those are the days in his humanity when God had to carry on for him and through him. So, my friends, there are days and times and our moments and whatever we have to face. And having heard your stories, there are burdens that we face at this very moment. Things which scare us. Things which terrify us. Things that cause us to lose sleep laying on our beds at night. Things that we wonder, how can we ever overcome them? Is there going to be enough money? Is my heart going to give out? Is my body giving out? Will I lose my mind? My dignity? There are plenty of things which we are carrying and plenty of things to make us afraid and worried and anxious. And that's before we start getting into our sins and the things we hide in our closets, the things we never talk about in polite company, the things we never bother to confess, the things which we are just downright ashamed of. It's no wonder, then, that these words of Peter resonate in our hearts and our minds, because we are exactly like them, afraid of ever reaching our final destination, throwing up our hands and saying, I quit. When the sufferings become too great, when our pains too painful, the burdens and weights too heavy, we become a fearful and afraid people. It is into this, our fear, our dark moments, it is into these times and trials when the light of Christ shines all the more important. Because when we worry we're ever going to get there, Peter reminds us in Jesus, we're already there. When we're worried about finishing what we've started, Peter reminds us, in Christ, you are already finished. You are already there. He has brought you to God, Peter tells us. Can we imagine anything in this world that can undo what he has done? Anybody stronger or more powerful than him, that if he has delivered us into God's mailbox, somebody is strong enough to come along and take us out? Can cancer do that? Parkinson's? Alzheimer's? Our government? War? Annihilation? Guns shooting kids in our schools? Can we possibly imagine any power or force in this world that can pluck us out of God's mailbox? Because I ask you, who can threaten a man, a God-man who has risen from the dead. Who? What? Any name? Any face? Anything? Any force in this world? If he has brought you to God, can anybody take you away from God? So then, my friends, here comes the good news. Be courageous. Take courage. Let your heart be inspired by the news of God. It doesn't matter what you are facing. In Christ, you are already finished. So get up and face it. Not in your strength, not on your own, but in the strength of Jesus Christ, which fills us when we are empty. Those are the words to Peter, to us, that we are already there, already finished, and nothing is powerful enough to undo him. There is nothing in this world which can threaten him or undo his work. There is no greater authority than his. Not whatever name and whatever face is causing you to suffer. And I know that we all are suffering this morning. So, my friends, the good news is that, yes, we might be suffering, but we will not suffer forever. That in Christ we are already been brought to God, finished and completed, and no force in this world, not even death, can screw that up. So maybe we should do and be reminded that we are a people, a baptized people. Not just with forgiveness for our sins, but we have been baptized with courage, with faith, with hope. We have been inspired by the Spirit of God. And that means not only can we go on with whatever it is we are dealing with, but in Jesus Christ, there will be a day we are at the finish line. We are in the mailbox. We have been delivered, and we can enjoy being finished. But it means in the here and in the now, it means we must believe. We must believe when we cannot see, when we're laying on the hospital bed with a needle in our arms as a doctor is cutting us open for what? The second, the third, the fourth time? That even if the worst should happen, in Christ I am already finished. So I can trust. And I can hope that one day I will be with God. Well, it means that whatever we are facing, we can face it. Because we believe that those things never have the last word in our lives. The last word is always God's word. And those words are the words of Jesus on the cross. It is finished. If you and I are finished, we can carry on. Not because I am strong by myself, but because the strength of God has found you. It was up to Jesus to find you and deliver you to the Father. And let me tell you, he did it perfectly. And if we are finished in God's mailbox, if Jesus is our deliverer, then you and I can and will be delivered. If we will but trust, place ourselves into his care, and expect one day, we will see God face to face. My friends, we all have burdens to share. I am at the point where my parents' health is failing. My mother facing a biopsy this week. My father not even able to get out of the chair. And while that might just be two, I would venture a guess we could tell many more burdens and struggles. And there are days we find ourselves on the floor, literally and figuratively. And we wonder if we do have the strength to get up and to face today. But by ourselves, we will never do it. But what we remember, especially during Lent, is that Jesus has already done it for us. So when we're on the ground, he's the one picking up. When we find no strength, it is his that carries us. When we don't understand, it is his understanding. When we can't see how we are to move forward, he's the one already standing at the end saying, "Just follow my voice." But it means, my friends, most importantly, that we must become a people who believe instead of a people who see. Because we will never see. Never see the journey, never see the end. But we can believe that Jesus is already finished. And he dares to promise, "I will bring you home." If that is the promise God gives to us, let us be a people who surrender ourselves to that promise and believe that if he is finished, one day we will be finished, and we dare to wait and believe and hope because we know the one who promises us, the one who is faithful, the one who is true, and most importantly, the one who is God. Perhaps then that is why we sing, that is why we encourage, that is why we find ourselves lifted up. Because through his pain and his sufferings, Jesus has brought us to God. Now let us become a people that are already there. To God be given the glory and the honor and the praises of his people, because he says it is finished. Alleluia, alleluia.